Many of America's forgotten soul and rhythm and blues musicians have been rediscovered by the British. One of the performers we can thank them for rediscovering is 60s soul singer Mabel John. Rock historian Ed Ward has this retrospective of Mabel John's career.
Recognize the name Mabel John, it's as the sister of the legendary and tragic singer Little Willie John, which is a shame. As a songwriter and a performer, she's recorded a body of work that deserves to be better known, yet her one masterpiece is also pretty obscure. She was born in 1930, the eldest of the John children, and raised in Detroit, where, with her four next-in-line siblings, she became famous in the neighborhood for impromptu gospel shows in the kitchen, with her mother playing guitar and her father beating on cake pans. Neighbors would gather in the yard and listen. Willie went into show business first, while Mabel went to work at an insurance company where she worked with Berry Gordy's mother. Gordy was already writing songs and looking for a way into the business, so when Mabel was encouraged to join her brother's show as an opening act in 1956, he became her manager and mentor, and when he started Motown, Mabel became the first woman signed to its Tamla subsidiary. She recorded four songs for Tamla, but none of them hit, and in 1963 she asked to be released. 3 years later, she was signed to Stax in Memphis, where they made more down-home records than Motown did. In May 1966, they released a record that she never surpassed.
I don't have to beg you to hold me, 'cause somebody else will. Is about to come to an end. Your real good thing is about to come to an end.
Your Good Thing is About to Come to an End hit the top 10 on black radio, but maybe its dark, brooding menace frightened off pop radio. It only reached 95 on the pop charts. She followed it up with two flops. You're Taking Up Another Man's Place was a sound alike, and Same Time, Same Place was musically undistinguished. I'm a Big Girl Now came out a year later, but it too failed to do anything, and then she released a record that even today is absolutely shocking. It's hard to imagine any radio programmer keeping it on after its first few words. Even in the relative innocence of 1967, that was too much. In interviews with the British researcher Rob Bowman, Mabel has said that, "I've never recorded anything that was not part of my own life, although she also wrote with a younger friend, Stax head of promotion Deanie Katrin Parker, who found it therapeutic working out her marital problems in rhyme with her friend Mabel. Although Stax recorded her a lot, most of the material remained unreleased until 1993, when Fantasy Records assembled a collection of it, her first album ever. Her last session for Stax came shortly after her brother Willie died in prison in 1968 and included a version of his 1956 hit, I Need Your Love So Bad.
I need someone's hand to lead me through the night. I need someone's arm to hold.
Ironically, she recorded it to make sure the world wouldn't forget him, although, despite a stint afterwards as one of Ray Charles's Raylettes, it was Mabel, not Willie, who's been all but forgotten.
Ed Ward writes about music and is based in Berlin.